السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Very old days and facts are due to Allah. We praise him and we ask for his help and his forgiveness. We seek that you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within our soul and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never get misguided. And whomsoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his last messenger. O believers, fear Allah as he should be feared and never die except as true Muslims. O mankind, to fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person and from him created his name, and from both of them his brethren, men and women. Fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights that you ask one another. Fear Allah as you are kept the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah indeed he is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, if fear Allah as always say the truth, he will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah as his messenger will indeed achieve the greatest achievement. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed, the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and his word. And the best guidance is that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah azza wa jalla. As the words appears are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the empire. ثم أما بعد. فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل للمسلمين عيدين أو يومين يفرحون بهما كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأهل المدينة حينما هاجر إليها ووجد لهم يومين يلعبون فيهما فقال أبدلكما أو أبدلكم الله عز وجل خيرا منهما يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر عيد الأضحى وعيد الفطر. وغدا بمشيئة الله عز وجل هو عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. غدا السبت هو عيد الأضحى. وفي هذا العيد يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم فصل لربك وانحر. أمر بصلاة العيد. فصلاة العيد كما قال بعض العلماء قال إنها واجبة وقال البعض الآخر إنها فرض كفاية وقال غيرهم إنها سنة مؤكدة. ويتضح من استنباط بعض العلماء أنها واجبة أو القول بوجوبها قول لأن فيها خير للإنسان في شهودها، وفيها أيضا اتباع لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، حيث إنه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه لم يتركها وكان يصليها دائما. Then brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for the Muslims 2 days to celebrate during the year. And these 2 days, they are the day of Al-Adha, Eid al-Adha, and the day of Al-Fitr, Eid al-Fitr. And these 2 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them as a replacement for the day that the people in Jahiliya used to play. Allah Azza wa Jalla connects, if you notice that there is a connection or a relation between the 2 days, the Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, and the religious duties and obligations. Eid al-Fitr comes after the month of Ramadan, which is one pillar of Islam to fast in the month of Ramadan. And Eid al-Adha comes during the Hajj, which is also one pillar of Islam to perform the Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Medina, he found them playing these 2 days, and he asked them, what are these 2 days? They said, these are the 2 days that we used to have some time of entertainment in the Jahiliyyah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substitute these 2 days with another 2 days, which are Al-Fitr and Al-Adha, the day of Al-Fitr, Eid al-Fitr, and the day of Eid al-Adha. And Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran about the prayer of the Eid, he said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَالْحَرْ. And according to the commentators of the Quran, the word فَصَلِّ in this verse means pray and it refers to Eid al-Adha, and also it includes that Eid al-Fitr is a celebration for all the Muslims. And tomorrow, inshallah, Saturday, will be Eid al-Adha. And this Eid, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the Salat al-Eid all the time, every year he used to perform it. And following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the scholars say that Salat al-Eid is an obligation, which means that you have to perform it. And some of them say that it is a collective duty, which means that if some Muslims perform it, so others have no obligation, they are not obliged to perform it. And still others say that it is a recommended, strongly recommended sunnah, which is called a short sunnah, sunnah mu'akkada. However, saying that Salatul Eid is an obligation, it has more and more relation with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. This is a strong opinion because it has been supported by 2 things. Number one, as witnessing and attending Salat al-Eid, the prayer, the Eid prayer, brings many benefits to the person. And number two, it is always the tradition and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَلَاتُ الْعِيدَيْنِ كَمَا كَانَ يُصَلِّيهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تُصَلَّى رَكَعْتَيْنِ فركعة الأولى 7 تكبيرات سوى تكبيرة الإحرام، وفي الركعة الثانية 5 تكبيرات سوى تكبيرة القيام. وهذه الصلاة حينما يقرأ فيها الإنسان ويصلي، هذه الصلاة ليس لها علاقة بصلاة الصبح، فصلاة العيد منفصلة بذاتها، وليس لها نافلة لا قبلها ولا بعدها. إذا كنت تصلي العيد في مكان غير المسجد فليست هناك سنة لا قبل العيد ولا بعد العيد. أما إذا كانت صلاة العيد تؤدى في المسجد فهناك تحية المسجد التي ينبغي أن تؤديها حين دخولك المسجد تحيي المسجد. This brother, the Eid prayer as described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and as performed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 2 rak'ah. And in the first rak'ah, you say, Allahu Akbar, you make 15 takbirah in addition to takbirah in ihram, the 15 takbirah in the prayer, with which you start your prayer, or you open your prayer. And the second rak'ah, you say, 5 takbirah, Allahu Akbar also, in addition to the takbirah, when you stand up from the first rak'ah, you say from the sujood, the second sujood of the first rak'ah, you stand up and you say, Allahu Akbar, after that you say also 5 takbirah. This is how the Prophet used to perform it. And then brothers and sisters, Salat
report all the time. And there is no sunnah before Eid or after Eid. If you are paying the Eid prayer in the place of the Grand Masjid, there is nothing to pray before the Eid prayer or after the Eid prayer. And if the Eid prayer is being performed in the Masjid, so of course when you enter the Masjid, you have to pray the Surah, which is the Eid Masjid or the greeting of the Masjid. This is how the Prophet ﷺ used to perform it. وَيُكَبَّرُ قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ وَخَصَّةً صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ صَبْحًا يُكَبَّرُ قَبْلَهَا وَبَعْدَهَا وَالتَّكْبِيرُ كَمَا رُوِيَ أَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ أَنْ تُسَمِّيَ التَّكْبِيرُ فِي الْحَالَتَيْنِ بِمَعْنَى أنك تقول الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وإذا سلمت التكبير في الأولى فتسلمه في الثانية بمعنى إذا قلت الله أكبر ثلاث مرات في الأولى تقول الله أكبر ثلاث مرات أيضا في الثانية فنقول الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد هكذا كان يكبر صحابة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والتكبير أيضا في هذه العشر الأوائل من الهجرة ويستمر أيضا في بعد صلاة عيد الأضحى يستمر إلى آخر أيام التشريق الثلاثة وهو اليوم الثاني والثالث والرابع من بعد عيد الأضحى تكبر بهذا التكبير وليست لها علاقة بالصلوات في أن تكبر بعد الصلاة ولكن تكبر في أي وقت وتكبر في أي مكان ما لم يكن هذا المكان لا يجوز فيه ذكر إذن الله عز وجل. Dear brothers and sisters, when you pray Eid, and even before praying the Eid prayer, as we say that there is no sunnah before it or after it, and when we pray the Eid prayer before you pray Eid during the first few days of the month of the Hijjah, you're commanded to say takbir. And takbir is to say, Allahu Akbar, two times, and then Allah, La ilaha illallah. And then to say two more times, Allahu Akbar, and then walillahi alhamd. This is how you make takbir. If you say two takbirah in the first statement, the first sentence, also in the second part, you say two takbirah also. If you say three times in the first one, you say also three times in the second one. And this is the recommended one, because it's with, it's a full number. So you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, three times. And then, La ilaha illallah. And then you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then, Wa ilaha alhamd. This is how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. And takbir continues even after Salat al-Eid. And it has no relation whatsoever with the prayer, with the five daily prayer. It's not only after the five daily prayer that you can make the prayer or you make the prayer. You can make the prayer at any time, during this time, during the Eid, and after the Eid, until the fourth day of Eid, which is the second, the third, and the fourth day of Eid, you continue making the prayer at any time in the long as the place in which you are making the prayer is not prohibited. For mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَالْحَرُ Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then sacrifice, which is the Udhiyya. وَهَذَا مُطُورٌ أَيْضًا الْمُطِعِيَة لَهَا عَلَاقَةٌ وَهَذَا مَا يُسَمَى بِهِ عِيدٌ أَضْحَى عِيدٌ أَضْحَى لَهُ عَلَاقَةٌ بِالْمُطِعِيَة أن التسمية آتية من المطيعية. ابتداء بسنة نبي الله إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل للمسلمين أيضا هذه السنة يقوم بها وهي سنة الأضحية ولها أسباب معينة يعني الاسم الأضحية قد تقول أضحية يعني فيها لغات معينة في النطق قد تقول أضحية أو إضحية وقد تقول غير ذلك كما ورد عن بعض الذين يقولون في هذه التسمية في تسمية الأضحية والأضحية هي سنة مؤكدة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بيّن أن لها فضل كبير عند الله عز وجل حينما قال ما عمل ابن آدم يوم النحل عمل أحب إلى الله عز وجل لتراقة الدم وإنها لتأتي يوم القيامة بفنونها وأضلافها وأشعارها وإن الدم ليقع من الله عز وجل في مكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض تطيب بها نفسها. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين فضلها، والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا يبين الحكمة منها، كما وضح الله عز وجل أن والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أيضا أن فيها أيضا فرحة للفقراء وفيها فرحة للمساكين أيضا في ذلك اليوم، لأنه كما نرى أن الأضحية تقسم ثلاثة أفلاك، ثلث لك ولأهل بيتك، وثلث للإهداء للأصدقاء، وثلث تهبه أو توزعه على الفقراء والمساكين. هكذا تقسم الأضحية. In relation to the brothers and sisters to the subject of the Eid, if you look at the verse in Surah Al-Kawthar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَالْحَرْ says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 25, this 25 refers to the Udhiyya, which is Sunnah, promptly he commits Sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he used to do it, and he explained to us the virtue and the significance and the value, the importance of this Udhiyya. In his hadith, when he said that there is nothing to be done on the day of Eid, which is more greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to sacrifice an animal. And indeed, it will come on the day of judgment with its horn, its hoof, and its hair, and that the blood will have its special place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be highlighted, not the blood itself. But being sacrificed or sacrificing the animal from that day will have to petition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his reward before the blood touches the ground, before the blood of the Udhiyya touches the ground. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at the end of the hadith, to comfort yourself with death, which means that please be an actor. That is, comfort yourself with the Udhiyya. This makes yourself happy by being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that brothers and sisters, Udhiyya is not just a tradition for a habit. It is event. It is a worship, a private worship that you did with, by the means of which you get closer and nearer to Allah azza wa jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah will not have its blood, will not take its blood, will not take its flesh, will not take its meat, will take nothing from it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from you only the taqwa, which is piety, righteousness, and being pious person, a good person. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And he says in the Quran, when he says that, indeed, that is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell it, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, indeed, my prayer, salati, my sacrifice of an animal, one entity, and my life, حياتي and my death, وموت وبلد حياتي, إن صلاتي ونسك ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى, the Lord of the world, رب العالمين, لا شريك له, he has no partner, وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. And by this I've been commanded, and I'm the first one to submit himself to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والأضحية حينما تريد أن تضحي لها شروط لا بد وأن تتوقع فيها. من شروطها أنها لا بد وأن تكون سليمة من العين, وأن تكون موافقة للسن الذي حددها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحدد الصحابة رضي الله عليهم. وهذه الأضحية شروطها أن تكون خالية من العيوب, والعيوب كما صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر أربعة في الحديث, وإذا ولد أحد هذه العيوب الأربعة في الأضحية فإنها لا تجد. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أربع لا تجزئ في الأضاحي, وهي العراق البين عورها, والمريضة البين مرضها, والعرجاء البين عرجها, والكثيرة التي لم نقي. ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الأضاحي في الحديث بأنها لا تجزئ في الأضاحي, يعني أنها لا تجزئ إذا وجد عين من هذه العيوب في الأضحية التي تضحيها أو في الحيوان الذي تذبحه فإنه لا يجزئ في الأضاحي. وهي العراق البين عرضها, يعني الذي عرضها واضح, والمريضة التي مرضها واضح, والعرجاء التي عرضها واضح البين, والكثيرة يعني التي في عظامها شيء من المرض يجعلها هزيلة, وهي بمعنى الهزيلة التي لا تستطيع القيام ولا الوقوف, الهزيلة أو الكثيرة التي لا تنقي كما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث. Dear brothers and sisters, when you want to make an Udhiyya, it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to choose the best day. You have to select the best one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good and accepted that which الشرك قليل ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون. دوما go ordain as the best thing that you do in life, and just sacrifice it and change it as it is over here that I'm doing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam identified four things in the awliya, four defects in the awliya. If one thing exists in the animal that you're going to sacrifice, so it is not sufficient for awliya. He said in the hadith, أَكْبَرْ لَا تُجِزِيهُ فِي الْأَضَاحِي, which means that four types of animals will not be sufficient for awliya, will not be regarded as awliya. One of them, the one which is one-eyed animal, if the animal is one-eyed animal, so in this case, it will not be sufficient in the awliya. Number two, the one which is really sick, and this one, if the animal is sick, it will not be sufficient in the awliya. The one which is lame, the abjad, and the one which is lame, the abjad, if you see an animal which is lame, in this case, it will not be sufficient in the awliya. And the fourth one is the one which is very weak and the most stand up due to a disease or something in the bone. This type of animal will not be sufficient in the awliya. Even there are another hadith that the Prophet ﷺ prohibited them to take the animal whose ears are in cut and some other defects in the animal. But these four defects mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the awliya, if one thing exists in the awliya, in the animal that you're going to sacrifice, it will not be sufficient in the awliya. Other shortcomings or defects which are mentioned in other hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet prohibited to sacrifice such an animal which has other defects, but he did not say that it will not be sufficient for the end of here, it might be sufficient for the end of here. However, it is imposed an obligation upon the person to look for the best animal to sacrifice, because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, the blood will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will reach Allah in the world before it touches the ground. And you have to select the best thing offer to sacrifice to Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَيُشْتَرَكُ فِي الْأُضْحِيَةِ أَيْضًا أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْإِبِلِ أَوْ الْبَقَرِ أَوْ الْغَنَمِ, ليس من غير ذلك, من الإبل أو البقر أو الغنم, ليس من غير ذلك. وهناك سن معينة, عمر معين للأضحية لا بد أن يقصى فيها. فالإبل إذا كانت إبلاً, فكانت الأضحية إبلاً, لا بد أن تكون خمس سنوات وفعلت, أي سمرت في السنة الثالثة. وإذا كانت بقرة لا بد أن يكون عمرها سنتين ودخلت في الثالثة. وإذا كانت ماعزة لا بد أن تكون عمرها أو سنها سنة ودخلت في الثانية. وإذا كانت شبعة من الضأن يعني غنمة فلا بد أن يكون لها ستة أشهر ودخلت في الشهر السابع. هكذا حدد الإسلام عمر أو سن الأضحية. Dear brothers and sisters, from the conditions of the awliya that it has to be from the camel or the cow, الإبل أو البقر or the sheep. These are the three types of the awliya. The three types of the awliya, three types of animals, the camel, the calf, and the sheep. Nothing else. And the cows, of course, include other types of cows, like the buffaloes and other things, which is under the same exact category of the cows. So these are the three types of the awliya. However, you have to observe the age of these animals. For the camel, it has to be of 5 years old and starts at the 6th year. It has to be 5 years old and then it starts the 6th one. For the cow, it has to be 2 years old and starts at the 3rd one. For the lamb, which is the goat, it has to be 1 year old and starts at the 2nd one. And for the sheep, which is the ewe or a lamb, it has to be 6 months and starts at the 7th month. These are the ages identified for the awliya. So whenever you select, you choose your awliya, you have to observe this age. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam identified, and it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed the animal, the best awliya, that it could be judged by the people as the best one. وإذا أردت أن تضحي فعليك أن تضجع الأضحية على شفتها الأيمن وتضع رجلك على شفتها أو جلدها الأيمن ثم تقول هذا وأنت توجهها للقبلة تقول وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب ولذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. وعند التحليل يعني حينما تذبح تقول بسم الله الله أكبر، اللهم إن هذا منك وإليك، اللهم إن هذا منك وإليك، تقول هذا الدعاء حينما تضحي. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية أنه يجوز الأضحية عن الميت، يعني يجوز أن تضحي عن الميت كما يجوز عنه الصلاة، كما يجوز عنه الصيام، وكما يجوز عنه قضاء الدين، وكما يجوز عنه الحج، وكما يجوز عنه بعض العبادات الأخرى، لأن الأضحية أيضا عبادة. Dear brothers and sisters, when you have the intention to slaughter the animal, you should lay the animal on its left side, and you put your leg, your foot on the right side, and then when you direct the animal to the qibla, you have to direct it to the qibla, face the qibla, direct to the qibla, and say this dua. This is from the Holy Quran. وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والارض حنيفا وما انا من المشركين. I directed my face to the one who created the heavens and the earth. I directed my face sincerely to the one who created the heavens and the earth. And I am not of those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I tell you say, indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, my death are to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of the world. And then you say after that, حديث مسلم وما أنا من المشركين صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. He has no partner, لا شريك له. And I've been commanded to do that. وبذلك أمرت وأنا the first one to submit to the will of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And when actual sacrificing, actual slaughtering, when you put the mic and you start cutting the animal, or start slaughtering the animal, you say this dua. بسم الله in the name of Allah. Allah أكبر. Allah is the most great. بسم الله الله أكبر من الله. This is from you and you. إن هذا منك وإليك. هذا الرمي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالسجود. And شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية says that if the Udhiyya can be done on behalf of the dead person, you want to make Udhiyya on behalf of a dead person, if he said that it is allowed to make Udhiyya on behalf of the dead person, because it's ibadah like the Qiyam, like Hajj, or as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the Hadith, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من يوم جمعة إلا وفيه ساعة قيامة, فضل الله معك أن تقول هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله عز وجل وراقبوه، وعملوا صالحا تجدوه، ومهما طال عمر الإنسان فلا بد له من لقاء الرحمن. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Then brothers and sisters, observe Allah سبحانه وتعالى in every and each single act that you are doing in your life. And then brothers and sisters, I just want to attract your attention to something which is really important to us. The masjid is such a valuable and significant place in our life. We should not make our relation with the masjid just on Friday, or our relation with the masjid just in the month of Ramadan, or our relation with the masjid just in the Eid occasion when we come the night of Eid to find out where is the Eid. We should not make the masjid such the place of worship connected just the occasion that we are observing in our life. The masjid should have something with our daily life. At least you can start your day with the Eid prayer, or at least you can end your day with the Eid prayer. You don't know how much the Prophet emphasized on the person as a Muslim to come to the masjid and perform in the prayer. You don't know how this is the reward and the compensation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and deserves for the person who is coming to pray to perform the salah in Jannah. Brothers and sisters, don't just abandon the masjid the whole week and just come on Friday. Make the masjid we have in the Isha prayer the same exact 2 lines, 3 lines that we have during the 2 years or 3 years. We have in the Isha prayer the same exact presence when it comes to the Isha prayer. Try to make the masjid and leave. You start your day and end your day with the masjid. Start your day from the place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fit you the whole day. Think you stay with the place, this place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you the whole night. Try even to start in the beginning. Then start your day, or end your day. As much as you can. Make your relation to the masjid. Make your heart attached to the masjid. That's one of the people that will be shaded under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. In which there is no shade, it's the shade. to the masjid. Once you leave, you also come back again, give unto Abu Bakr. As the masjid said, brothers and sisters, the only place that whenever you come, you will not find, you will not get any harm or any problem. You might go to any other places, you can get anything that you choose. You might say, difficult is problem daily, it's not a daily basis. But in the masjid, when you come and you perform the prayer, subhanAllah, you release yourself. You release yourself. You release yourself from the Prophet. The Prophet of Allah, you say, Bilal, Allah, Ya Bilal, that is Ya Bilal, Ya Bilal. Release us with the prayer. Bring comfort to our heart with the prayer. Bring pleasure to our heart with the prayer. And this is the brother, what we should do with the masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our heart attached to the masjid even before our body being attached to the masjid. Because when the heart is attached to the masjid, the body will come. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith when he said that, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ إِذَا صَلَحَ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ قَدْ indeed there is a market of flesh inside the body. If it is whole and sound, the whole body will be whole and sound. If it is defective and corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the place of worship the most dearest or the dearest place in our life. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدينا إلى صراط المستقيم إنه على ما يشاء قدير وبمشيئة الجديد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واشرح صدورنا وبلغنا مما يرضيك أمل لا تؤيد فيك رجاءنا. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا في كل شر. أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر لنا شر ما همنا وغمنا وعلى الإيمان جمعا توفنا ولا تراضى عنا. اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات رب العالمين. اللهم صل على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يعطيكم واشكروه يزدكم وأقموا الصلاة.